I listen to the wind of my soul. Where I'll end up, well, I think only God really knows. I've sat upon the setting sun, but never, 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 never. I never wanted water once. No, never, never, never. I listen to my words, but they fall far below. I let my music take me where my heart wants to go. I swam upon the devil's lake, but never, 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 never. I'll never make the same mistake. No, never, never, never.
Back on the podcast, and I'm so happy to be here with all of you today. Thank you for jumping on. I always like showing my appreciation to all of you guys for taking the one-on-one time to enjoy these episodes with me, to enjoy this connection together and these healthy subjects I like to touch on. You know, before I start, I want to say what I did. I like bringing up what I do before I hop on every episode. That's going to be my little tradition now. I just took on a 10-minute cold plunge in 38-degree water, feeling so alive, like myself, and very relaxed. If you guys start cold plunging, just make sure you start at 3 to 5 minutes. I'm not recommending 10 minutes right away, but I just love like the positive self-talk that I have when I'm in there and just talking with God, talking to my angels, talking in just a beautiful, positive way each time I go in. Constantly reprogramming the way that I think and feel. And it's so beautiful. But also what I did was I love dancing before episodes. I love dancing, moving the body, move the emotions, feeling good. And Daydreaming by Harry Styles was the jam today. It felt so groovy, felt so good within, and I feel great. So I will be putting that in the outro today. Before we start, I want to let you know what we'll be touching on today. And the first couple things I'm going to be bringing up today. So the things that I'll be talking about today in order are rising in love. The first one's rising in love. That has to do with a spiritual connection and spiritual relationship. That will be my approach. And some of you may be already spiritually connected listening to this episode, and some of you may not be, and that's okay. But this is what's healthy to me, and I wanted to bring it up to you because I came across a video that meant so much to me, that I felt deeply and connected to, that I want to bring up. The second thing is releasing anger. And anger is a healthy emotion. We're going to get into that, but it's releasing it from our past experiences that we have been through as children, as teenagers, as young adults, you name it, through the experiences that we've gone through. It's important to release the anger that has been pent up in our bodies. I'll express what I do to help myself with that and just healthy ways to release all that. It's important to know. The next thing I wanted to bring up were these five questions in regards to your current partner or your future partner. These really hit me when I came across it, and I was like, this is important to me. This is what I would be aware of and what I'd want to answer for myself. So what I'd suggest is maybe you guys write these questions down and answer them for yourselves. I'll be going over them throughout the episode. The last subject I'll be touching on is tapping into our creative outlet. How can we fully express ourselves? I've been diving into new things for myself, and I just want to remind you guys that it's so important to do that, to feel alive, feel like yourself, express yourself fully. And it's tapping into those things that could be possibly a new hobby, a passion, a dream, a personal goal of yours. So I'm really excited to get into the first topic, and that is rising in love. As many of you know, I've had a spiritual awakening in my healing journey for a while now. And I think for me, after coming across this video, it was important for me to put it onto the podcast. You know, there's certain things I come across, I'm like, that's important. That's what's going to go on to this next episode. And I just trust my intuition with that. And, you know, it's about having a spiritual connection. For me, it's about having that spiritual connection with my next partner. That spiritual journey, which consists of a healthy relationship. And I really wanted to show you guys what it looks like in this video that I came across. So bear with me. It's going to be a couple minutes here. The subject is called Rising in Love. And I want to speak about what this guy had said in describing the spiritual type of connection and relationship that's important, which leads to a healthy journey with two people, which I feel is going to be my approach in my next relationship. So let me read this to you guys. I wrote it all down. Here was what this guy said in regards to rising in love. He said, falling in love is easy, but loving without falling is the point. The Buddha said attachment is the cause of suffering. Emotionally, nobody can abandon a person who hasn't already given themselves away to them. We all have a destiny. If love is a thing that actually distracts us from our spiritual path, then it's called falling and we fall in love. But rising in love is when two people meet each other and they support each other in retaining their individual sovereignty, and they empower each other to focus on their time and energy, on their spiritual path, and on bettering themselves as spiritual beings. The only way to really do this is to allow people to be what they really are. This is with non-judgment and non-condemnation. This is what love actually is. And the practice of empowering individuals in this way is literally the practice of love, which is what relationships are all about. Some things are meant to last forever. Some things are only meant to last a season. You can't control how another person decides to see something. So if you get involved with a person and they decide to think you are this or think that you are that, and it's all negative, they're putting their own boxes onto you. And that's not your fault. If that's what another person wants to do because they are not really accepting themselves where they are, they may project that onto you and decide to be angry that you're not giving them what they want. Well, then that's their choice because of sovereign beings. You can't control what somebody else thinks or feels about you. And that's exactly the point. You can't control whether or not somebody loves you. You cannot control whether or not somebody hates you. That is their decision. All you can do is be you. And if somebody else is able to meet you there, then that means that they are able to meet themselves where they really are. And if that's the case, a healthy relationship can flow. But if not, then it has to go. The number one cause of separation is people not allowing themselves to be who they really are. That was it. It was when I saw that, I was like, wow. It's like taking on this journey together as individuals separately, right? And supporting one another and accepting them for who they really are. Like not putting them in a box the way you want them to be. I know the feeling of being put in a box the way I should be this and that. I've been through that shit growing up and I know. And it's not like that disconnects us from ourselves, from who we truly are. And I know the feeling of living in fear and insecurity, living with an anxious attachment style. I know my attachment style that I've had before. Now, I don't feel like that's the case anymore for me. I think that people need to be aware that that's why it's so important to take care of ourselves, because I think one of the most beautiful things we could do is take care of ourselves side by side with the person that we unconditionally love and support one another with that. But I really think the healthy approach here is that if we take this approach, we will feel safe and secure with that person emotionally, spiritually, and physically. That comes along with faith, surrender, truth, compassion, and love, unconditional love. You know, I really feel that it's like, what also to point out to me that's important, I think, to have a healthy type of spiritual relationship and connection for me, it's being able to look outside ourselves in a sense where, of course, we take care of ourselves. Of course, we take care of each other in a sense, but it's like, how can we serve together? How can we give together? How can we help our community? How can we help others together? You know, it's having the ability to expand our own radius of care and compassion that helps others. The second thing I wanted to bring up is releasing anger. And some people may think that anger is not a good emotion, that it's bad. I think that some tough emotions are actually, they're healthy emotions. Anger is a normal, healthy emotion, and there's many different ways why we feel angry. And we may feel angry at, you know, having been treated badly or unfairly by other people in our lifetime, in the past. And understandably so, if you have any type of pent-up emotion with that. And usually it's caused by the experiences of trauma in childhood, such as any type of abuse or neglect, you know. And I feel like a lot of people today walk around with repressed anger. This is because I think a lot of people just learn to suppress their own emotions to cope with any situation. And the thing is, like, for instance, if you were emotionally neglected, like you probably had a caregiver in your type of environment that rejected how you feel, that didn't validate how your feelings, or, you know, said you were wrong, or, you know, whatever. I mean, there's different types of abuse and neglect that people have gone through all over the world that they're unaware of. And I think it's so important to let out that anger. And I really think that there's different ways. And this is my whole thing. I do not promote projecting anger onto other people. I do not. It's not healthy. And that's why I'm here to like help you guys to learn, hey, there are different ways to let this stuff out. Let me mention a few. There's so many different ways. Breath work is one of them, and breathing. You know, something I've been doing is I've been going to the beach, and I'll walk down. If I feel like I'm triggered, or like I feel anger popping up or coming to surface from my past, one thing I do is I'll go to the beach, which is, like, you know, if you're on the sand, it's very peaceful and relaxing. But I was advised to do this by someone else. I'll take certain rocks and I'll chuck them in the water, and to release, because you're releasing that emotion by, you know, expressing yourself with everything. By throwing rocks in the ocean, it's actually a great way of releasing that. There's different ways too on YouTube, you'll see, and breathing techniques to release it. Boxing's one of them. You know, I'm considering getting back into boxing to just let it out. And you know, I know there's different somatic ways, and there's a way of like screaming in your own pillow. That's another way too. There's different ways to really release the stuff that's been pent up in ourselves that has been there for a long time. And the more we can release that, the more we can heal. And nobody will ever take on my anger from the past. And I've released a lot of it. And the thing is, when you're in tune with your body, and over time, it's important to reprogram ourselves to be in control of those emotions. Be aware of the body. Be aware of your mind, but really be aware of what you're feeling. And I've been all over it. I'm in full control of how I feel and my emotions, and knowing like when I need to take time to take care of it alone. You know, and that's a big deal. You know, before I couldn't do that. I didn't know how to. I wasn't taught that. And I do know now, because I've fucking worked my ass off to be in tune with my body and the way I think too. You know, I think everyone deserves emotional safety. Like I said, I think people should feel protected and safe at all times with whomever they're with. And I think it's important to really be able to understand how we feel and release what we're feeling. And that could be as simple as feeling into a trigger that can really, really make you feel uncomfortable. But the more you tap into it, the more it will kind of dissolve and diminish as you do the work. So I highly advise to look into releasing any type of pent up energy and anger, that type of emotion that needs to be released. You'll see it come up, especially when you're triggered. And I know when I'm triggered, I feel like I'm trapped. I feel like I'm trapped within my body, like claustrophobic, as if like I can't get out type of thing. And that's happened for me when I'm triggered. But now that I've known I know what's to happen and I know how to manage it. And the more that I face it, the more that it's less intensified. So that's why I'm like, hey, like, I just want you guys to be aware, like, it's okay. I know it sucks. I know it's uncomfortable, but the more you face it, the better you'll feel. And the more you understand and release it, you're going to feel like a fucking free person. So keep doing it. If you're going through it and you know what I'm talking about and you know how to handle it, I'm proud of you. If not, I just want you to be aware of how to handle these type of things and emotions. The next thing I want to bring up is really, it's the five questions. These five questions that I came across are super important to me. I want you guys to write these down. Write these questions down, okay? And I want you to honestly, like, go head on in it. Give a very honest answer to yourself when you answer these questions. I'm curious to see what you say. These five questions will be in regards to your partner, whether it's the someone you're with right now or someone in the future. It's good to check in and really ask yourself these questions, because I really think it will give you a better outlook on things with if it's a good fit. If this is truly the person you want to marry, or if this is truly the person you want to have children with, it's good to ask these questions to yourself and write them down and answer them. So here's the five questions I wrote down that I feel that would help you guys. And I encourage you to try this out. So here we go. The first question in regards to a partner that you want to be with long term is this. If someone told you that you are a lot like your partner, would this be a compliment to you? Okay. If someone told you that you are a lot like your partner, would this be a compliment to you? The second one, are you truly fulfilled or just less lonely? Are you truly fulfilled or just less lonely? The third one, are you able to be unapologetically yourself, or do you feel like you need to show up differently to please your partner? Okay, that's the third one. The fourth one, are you in love with your partner now as a whole, or only in love with the good side or idea of them, or maybe just the potential of them? The fifth one is, this is like the best one, I think, out of all of them. The fifth one, would you want your future or imagine children to date someone like your person? Would you want your future or imagine children to date someone like your person? So at the end of the day, what these questions mean to me and what I've seen, the meaning behind it is, it's not about what they look like. It's not about what they have. It's about their character. It's about their soul. How would you approach all these questions? And I think you'll learn a lot about how you answer them. And going forward, be honest with yourself, just with how you feel. And I think that's just take those questions, see what comes out of it. And I think you'll get a good idea of where you want to go with your partner that you're in a current relationship with, or your future one. The last topic I want to bring up is tapping into our creative outlet. And I really think it's important to tap into things that really bring the best out of us, but really give us the opportunity to express ourselves fully, because we'll really feel free and feel like ourselves. Like I said, connected to our authentic self, I really do feel that it's important to try new things, whether it's a hobby, it's a dream, passion, or goal of yours. I want to bring up what I've been doing for myself. I used to play guitar when I was a kid. I tried learning, but then it got away from me. And you know what? With my spirituality, I kind of was guided to jump back into this in recent times. And I've always felt like I had a decent voice. I always felt like I had a good voice to sing. And singing is a way of expression. So what did I do? I went and picked up an acoustic guitar, and I've been playing now, and I'm learning. And I'm, you know, when I'm passionate about something, I kind of fast track. I take off with it. And that's, you know, that's what the taking care of my well-being. That's what the podcast, that's with all this stuff that I'm doing. I really just take off with it when I go all in and I put my mind to it. And I just, it's so important to do this type of stuff. So that's why I'm like, I want to start singing. I want to start playing the guitar, and I'm doing it. It's not worrying about what people think. It's not worrying about if you're good at it or not. Even if you're not, it's okay. Like, sometimes we can be hard on ourselves to like want to perfect something. I don't know if that's because your upbringing was like that, where people were hard on you or critical of you and like just put you in a box because they wanted you to be the way they wanted you to be. That's not healthy. That's not how we do it here in my life. And that's not how I will do it with other people. So I think a lot of it stems from how other people have treated ourselves or treated us. If we're insecure or worry about what people think, it's important to let that go. And like I said on the last episode, other people's perspectives, it doesn't matter. Unless it's a healthy one, it does not matter. You know, I think it's what really is important is your own perspective. And mine's healthy, you know? And like I said, I think that it's important to dive into certain things that are new that you feel guided to with your intuition and heart to go for. And playing the acoustic guitar and singing is one thing for me. Other things that I've been doing, like I just went rock climbing the other day, and I think that's so fun. Like that little Corey, my inner child, just like totally comes out with that. And it's a great workout for your upper body. Really good. But I've been doing this in Santa Barbara here. I just started, and I've done it before, and I felt like I was guided to do that too. So it's different activities, it's different things and exercise, you know, things that kind of keep your mind clear and keep yourself connected to you. Do what's best for you. Go have fun, you know, and it's not taking life too serious and letting that inner child out. And I think there'd be nothing sweeter than doing it with someone side by side with someone you love. Like I think about that when I was rock climbing, I left and I was like, that was really fun doing it alone. Like I was fine with it, but I'm like, I feel that it will be even more fucking cool to do it with someone that I'm super connected with spiritually and that I love unconditionally, like taking on certain activities that we both love and trying out new things together, things that that person may love, things that I may love, things that we haven't tried overall individually that we can do together. I think rock climbing is super fun. You guys should try it. If you got a rock climbing type of gym near you, go and do it. I'm not telling you to go climb a damn mountain with nothing attached to you, but see if there's a gym next to you. Yeah, go try it. Just go do it. You know, you don't have to be great at it. And yeah, I did a very good job, I felt. And it's not even about doing great, but it's more about I got a workout in, I felt great. I got out of my comfort zone once again, and I'm doing new things that I'm learning that I really enjoy doing. And I know I take note of all the things that I'm trying and doing that I've done before, but new things too that I would want to do with my future partner. So that's something to note as well. Like I said, I want to start getting into boxing a little bit too. I think finding those outlets to let out emotion, that is important, you know. And I think that it's important for us to tap into new things, and it's really important for me to do things that bring me peace and to really help me feel connected within. And I think everyone deserves that. So don't be afraid to go. If you've been thinking about that thing, go do it, please. Go try doing that. List a couple things, you know, and just fucking do it. Just go for it. You don't have to perfect it and be an all-star at it. Just try. And it's funny because, you know, I've listened to different stories of different people who have really like, people who have like been in the spotlight. Some of these people say that like they've never even thought about doing this stuff and they did it and they're actually really good at it. Like, I want to be honest. I'm thinking about Jake Paul right now. I think that guy Did he have any idea that he was going to be a boxer? I don't think so, but he's fucking good at it. I think he's a good boxer. I think he's really good, and he's a very good businessman. I think that it's like, you never know. The example is you never know what it is that's inside you that you can tap into, that you can really expand on, that makes you feel so free and happy. Go for it. Just try it. It's really important for me to just point that out. I want everyone to thrive and just have fun. So think about what you can do. List some things. But you have those five questions to answer. I'd love for you to try to go for that. And it's just a reminder to just be you. Have fun. And who cares what people think? Just do your thing. Like, be silly. Dance the way you want to dance. Sing the way you want to sing. Say what you feel. You know, express yourself fully. It's so important. That's so important to me with everybody. And I've learned that, you know, it inspires me and motivates me to really just want to help people. When I'm able to do this stuff for myself and tap in to know, like, why I wasn't able to express myself fully. And I've always wanted to. And I am right now. And I'm truly grateful for the people that have always accepted me fully and have always validated me in the way I feel with my feelings and emotions. So I thank you guys, to whomever's listening that has been in my life or that is. Thank you so much for just having like such a beautiful spirit and just loving me unconditionally. Thank you guys. So anyway, so that's what I wanted to bring up today. Just a few quick things. And I hope that you guys can tap in more and more and more into yourselves and to go try new things and to fully embrace who you really are. Keep learning, keep healing, keep growing, and go have a fucking blast out there. All right. I'll be talking to you guys soon. Thanks for joining me. Take care.